Today marked the end of 1 month in the Bosma trial. We heard today from James Slutz, a forensic biologist at the Center of Forensic Sciences in Toronto. Slutz talked today about the testing that they did for blood, bodily fluids, and DNA in the Bosma case. When it comes to DNA testing, they can't say 100% that there is a match. But what they do instead is they say that somebody cannot be excluded. And then they give a random match probability. So in this case, for example, there were several blood stains found in and on Tim Bosma's truck. And in many of those cases, he said that Tim Bosma could not be excluded as the source of that blood. And there's a 1 in 18 quadrillion chance that it could be sourced from someone else. He also talked today about DNA profiles that they generated from both Della Millard and Mark Smith and their girlfriends. We heard about gloves, black nitrile gloves that were found on Della Millard when he was arrested on May 10th, 2013. Today we heard that there were three DNA profiles found on those gloves. Della Millard, his girlfriend Christina Nudge, and Tim Bosma all could again not be excluded as the source of DNA on those gloves.